There has been an upswing of student activism in 2018, from Black Lives Matter flags flying at schools to walkouts against gun violence. And as VPR's Imi Noyes reports, there is one group of Vermont students that's providing a soundtrack for these actions.
One, two, three, four!
What's up, People's Academy? You heard it right.
That's how Soundcheck kicked off a recent concert for students at People's Academy in Morrisville. The high school band played an 8-song set of mostly original songs addressing topics from corporate greed to racism.
Our main enemy is ignorance.
That's Montpelier High School student Grace Carlamayo. She's a singer, songwriter, and the band's tenor saxophonist.
I think music is something that's really unifying, and that's what I've really loved about this band, is that the idea that, you know, everyone has innate worth and beauty is something that we can all tap into, and that's why it's so great that we're just a social justice band. It's very fitting, you know, and everyone's welcome to listen to our music and change hearts.
The band's made up of a dozen musicians from 9 different high schools around central and northern Vermont. Cabot School music teacher Brian Boyce came up with the idea in response to a call for grant proposals by the Roland Foundation for projects that honor diversity in education.
And so I had the idea to form a social justice band that brought together students from a variety of schools across the state to create original music and perform. Yeah, and spark dialogue and inspire change.
The grant funding came through, as well as matching funds from the Bay and Paul Foundations, and Voice auditioned musicians last fall. Since then, the group's been composing, practicing, and performing for other Vermont students. Elizabeth Otterino is a guitarist who attends People's Academy. She says the band hopes to motivate students who might feel isolated in small Vermont communities.
Young people who are trying to speak out against things they see as immoral and wrong feel like they don't have a voice because they feel so alone. But what we're trying to teach them is actually, because these are small communities, you actually have more of a voice. And you can, just because there aren't people like you around you at all times, doesn't mean you can't change the world.
We're trying to spark conversation in young people. That's the most important piece to all of this.
That's Harwood Union student Logan Wedge, who goes by the rapper name Loganic.
Here in the land of the free, fight for the dreams that ain't yet been seen. Well,
it's hard to accept, but the people who we are fighting against right now tend to be the older people that don't like things changing, and they will be gone soon. And this younger generation needs to be educated enough to just take over the roles and not continue in those same footsteps.
And although Soundcheck was founded to inspire other students, the musicians agree it's made a big impact on their own lives.
School really sucks. Like, high school really sucks, and I'm not gonna lie about it.
That's keyboardist, vocalist, and songwriter Paige Tebow, who goes to Champlain Valley Union.
And I'm just so fortunate to be here and lucky to meet these people, because these are my people. And this is the first time, probably in my life, that I've felt that connection with a group of people.
And band member Grace Carlamayo says Soundcheck aims to bring that sense of belonging to all the schools and rallies where they play.
Whatever you're going through, this is a generation of people who are going to fight for you. Things are going to get better because we're bringing compassion back.
Whoop, whoop. In the land of the lost, fight for your brother and forget the cost.
Soundcheck's next gig will be at Cabot Springfest on May 5th. For VPR News, I'm Imi Noyes.